You ready?
I am ready. Let's kick this thing off. Kick it.
Welcome to the Foolish Wanderers Podcast.
Why must I be surrounded by fools?
Welcome, Wanderer.
Hey, Wanderers. Welcome back to the Foolish Wanderers Podcast. I'm Katrina.
And I'm Kendra.
Today, we're playing a game called Guess That Costume. Before we start, we'd like to plug our social medias.
You can email us at
fwplisteners@gmail.com.
You can follow us and DM us at
on Instagram at Foolish Wanderers Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us on YouTube at
Foolish Wanderers Podcast. So the inspiration behind this game, if you guys don't know Jenna Marbles and Julian Solomita from the Jenna Julian podcast, they are some of my absolute favorite people, and I used to listen to their podcast all the time. They used to play a game called Guess That Recipe, where Julian would basically find a list of random ingredients that were like from old recipes, and then he'd read them off, and Jenna would have to figure it out just by the ingredients. So actually on TikTok, again, I found this...
The obsession continues.
Oh, yeah. I came across this fantastic book called Jane Asher's Fancy Dress, where there's a bunch of slightly terrifying and cringy costumes. It's fantastic. I think it's either 70s or the 80s.
This looks like 90s from the cover of this book.
90s.
It is like cringe, disturbing. It's like equivalent to that awkward family photo.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's some winners in here, I'll tell you. Yeah, so the cover of this thing is Jane Asher herself posing with 5 children, 3 which are dressed up as flowers in flower pots.
The flower children. And then there's like a little ladybug woman, little girl. Mm-hmm. And then there's like, is it a worm child at the bottom? It's just like this caterpillar, like this kid that's just like on the ground, like kick dust or something. I mean, he's like totally out of the frame.
I know, he's laying on the ground.
he's not even essential to the rest. Like all these other kids get to be like beautiful flowers and then like the ladybug and then he's just like a worm.
I want to be a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, man. Yeah, this kid is... Yeah, this poor kid.
All right. You ready to get started with this?
I can't wait to see these costumes.
Okay. So I prepared a bunch of slides with materials, and I'll read them off so you guys can hear them. And then Kendra is going to try to guess...
Oh, gosh.
...what it creates, what they're used to create.
What it's used to create?
Oh, man. Some of these are pretty gold, I'm not gonna lie. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Round one.
I'm gonna put my detective underwear on.
Underwear? Not hat? Underwear?
Yeah, detective underwear. That's how... You didn't know? That's the secret is.
Oh.
All successful be a horrible detective. Detectives have detective underwear.
Oh, that's good to know.
It whispers, like, clues to them.
Through your nether regions?
Through your nether regions.
How does that work? I don't want to know. Never mind. Moving on. Okay. So, round one. So first, you are going to need 3 meters of orange cotton fabric, 3 meters of lining fabric, 6 meters medium weight. Wadding?
What even is that?
I think it's like kind of like it's not stuffing stuff. It's like the in between, like when you make a blanket. I think it's like, so you have the 2 sheets, and this is like the thick piece that gives it fluff.
I only know of like wadding when like toilet paper, like you wad it when you wipe.
Okay, let me look it up quick.
Wadding.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, if you walk into like a fabric store, it's kind of like that, like not fleece, but it looks like that slightly fluffy, like. It's what you use to, I think, make quilts and stuff to give it, like, more...
Oh, okay, proof. I know. Okay. That's called wadding. All right.
Wadding, yeah.
Weight wadding. Okay.
Yeah, and then you need 2 meters, like, crinoline hoop.
Huh?
Crinoline hoop. So those are from, so, like, you know, like, old days we had the big hoop skirts and they had, like, a bunch of crinoline, which is like makes it, your dress poofy. So underneath like the poodle skirts, like in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like you had basically like layers of like thin fabric that give it poof. More poof. Poof.
Okay. Poof.
My child's wanting to play fetch.
That's Katrina's cat.
Okay. She stopped. Okay. You'll also need 1 meter of green cotton fabric.
Okay.
7.3 meters of plastic-covered gardening wire, a kitchen funnel, a narrow elastic, and glue.
Narrow elastic?
Yeah, so like
something like your waistband. As opposed to what, like fat elastic?
It's like just like thin, it's like in your waistband, you know?
Okay. A kitchen like funnel?
Mm-hmm.
Cotton fabric. Oh my goodness. Orange cotton fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just from, like, orange cotton fabric, like, wadding, and, like, hoops and stuff, just from those three things, and, like, the times, I would mm-hmm. say it was, like, Donald Trump, but...
No. But think more kitchen.
Kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen.
And think about the colors of the fabric.
Okay, kitchen, orange... Green. Oh, it's a carrot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh my god.
Peter, carrot.
Oh my.
So she has little descriptions, and this description is, it was the color of my brother Peter's hair that inspired this carrot costume.
Wait, what?
So this thing, this book is like a whole treasure trove of amazingness. It's She has, like, she made, I don't know how many are in here, but there's, like, probably, like, 100 costumes, and they're all crazy, and they have little, like, snippets of how she came up with these costumes.
Oh my god.
But, yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah. As they're children, great. We frequently used to be called carrots or copper knobs. See, copper knobs is, like, a slur to people with ginger hair, I think.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. Kind of like copper, ginger used to be.
Copper knobs. Okay, the image of the costume is...
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's just like, this is just sad.
I'll be posting these images and stuff on Instagram, so if you guys want to look at those, please do.
I'm looking at an image. I'm assuming it must be her brother Peter, since it's a grown man. So
I have no idea.
So the cover of the book was like little cute children, like awkward children, and then now we're looking at like a big muscular ginger man in this carrot costume smoking a cigar, holding a glass of red wine, and I see no other clothing on him, so I assume he's naked because I'm seeing like thighs.
I think he has tights.
Is that tights?
I think there's tights.
So he's in tights, and it's...
Yeah. So, oh, there's some...
I'm slightly, I don't know, I'm like disturbed by this picture, but I'm also slightly attracted to him because he has like the balls to wear this hideous costume.
Could you imagine walking to the studio and you're like, hey, put this on, hold this glass of wine, smoke this cigar, snap a photo.
It's just sad.
It's fantastic.
Did he have to take off of work to come do this? I don't
know his life story.
I feel just bad for him, but also kindly, slightly attracted to him. Okay, let's move on to the next. Right. Next one. I'm one for one.
One for one.
I'm keeping score. Okay. Let's go.
So this is a much shorter list.
Okay.
So for this costume, you will need 3.5 meters of beige fabric, 1 packet of green crepe paper.
Huh.
I think it's like
tissue like, paper.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah, yes. And then 4 meters of wriggling. How do you pronounce that?
Wriggling, wriggling,
wriggling.
I have no idea what it is though.
Oh, it's like corset boning. Okay.
It's what you just said. Another confuse you. Googled a confusing word and then gave me a confusing word. What
corset? Do you know what a corset is?
Yeah, I watched Bridgerton on Netflix. I know what a corset is.
Okay, yeah. It's the stuff that gives it structure. It's the, like the bone.
Ew! Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard. So
4 meters of that.
Okay.
And 1 strip of buckram.
Yep, I know exactly what that is. don't need you to Google that at all. Katrina, Google that. What is that? Buck ram?
A stiff cotton cloth with a loose weave, often muslin. The fabric is soaked in a sizing agent, which is as wheat starch paste, glue, or proxylin, then dried. So basically it's like a thin fabric with like one side that's like treated, so it gives it more structure. Here's an image.
I can't picture that in my head at all.
It says, when re-wetted or warmed, it can be shaped to create a durable, firm fabric for book covers, hats, and elements of clothing.
Okay.
This one's a little bit hard.
This is hard. I mean, you're using like a corset exoskeleton thing in green beige. I think a taco.
You got the colors right. Think plant, maybe tropical.
So not a taco. Oh, a palm tree.
Yeah, you did it.
Okay, well, I'm going to give myself a half a point.
That was pretty hard.
I got didn't give you
much. Yeah, I didn't give you much.
Oh, this is disgusting. Okay, let's just, we have to talk about the image of this palm. This is horrifying. Okay, the image for this costume, I would describe this as a creepy, like, sensual image of a woman and a stuffed monkey on her shoulder. She's, like, looking, it's really intimate, and they look like they're in, like, a romantic relationship, and it looks like an engagement photo.
With a monkey?
Yeah, like, she's, like, look at how she's looking at that stuffed monkey on her shoulder. She's, like, oh, you have a 401k and we just got engaged, so now I'll get free dental insurance. And
oh, that would be impressive for a monkey.
He treats me so right, and he's the heir to a banana fortune. And I know he has an addiction problem to the bananas, but he's getting help, and I just know that he's the man for me.
Well, okay then.
I see home when I look.
Happy together.
They look happy. I mean, look at their pictures. They look happy.
Yeah. So the crepe paper is used to make the palms on the top, and it's like, yeah, it's just like strips of paper.
Image looks like the costume looks like something that could probably go on like the fashion, like the New York Fashion Week runway, and get away with it, and then like slap Gucci on the butt and be, and everyone would be like, oh my gosh, I have to dress up like a giant palm tree.
Yeah, it's like the dress is made, so it's like it looks like, how would you describe it? It's like different.
Interesting. It's like is. Layered. It looks like if she didn't have the giant palm tree, like palm branch hat, and her monkey fiance on her shoulder, I would honestly think that it was like an evening gown.
Yeah, it's not a bad dress.
It's just, you know, it's creepy with the monkey. I don't get why this is.
The monkey takes it away. Next one.
I'm still getting. I'm still trying to take in the monkey. Creepy woman with her monk. Like, there's two pictures of her with the monk, like posing with this monk.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll think about this later too.
We'll haunt you tonight.
Yeah.
In your dreams.
Let's move on. I hope they're happy together.
Okay. So this next one, you shall need 10.8 meters of webbing, 1 meter of lining, 4 pieces of 1 centimeter crinoline hoop, 3.1 meters of suitable tweed, 1 meter of white or cream fabric, a small quantity of green shiny lining fabric for holly, 6 small red Christmas tree balls, 1 plastic headband, wire, and sticky tape.
Sticky tape.
sticky tape.
Cream fabric. Mm-hmm. Suitable. It has to be like a snowman.
No. So the tweed is like a dark brown. It's like a, so like your colors are dark brown, cream or white, and then green and red.
Christmas tree?
No, it's in the Christmas family. Think food.
So it's not, wait, did you say it was not in the Christmas family?
It is in the Christmas family.
Oh, it is in the Christmas family, and it is food. Figgy pudding.
It's a Christmas pudding!
Yes! It just looks like a pile of poo with like whipped cream and then like a cherry.
It looks like a dollop of like of chocolate pudding, but there's a child in it.
It could be crap. I've seen
No, I'm not dressing my child up as a pile of poop. But a figgy pudding, yes.
Is that it's that same kid from the, it's that like disturbed little flower child, but now she's like, she's like a pile of Christmas crap.
It's a Christmas pudding. Oh, it's so great. And the caption says, "You may not find any sixpences inside this pudding, but I think little Sarah makes a good enough to eat."
This woman really had a blast making this book.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, and she just like, she probably ran around, saw things, and was like, "Yes, costume. Yes, must make this."
And I bet she sold dozens of books.
Not hundreds, just dozens.
No, just dozens. This is too weird. This is too weird.
I actually found this on like an archival website, yep. So I had to.
She sold dozens of these books.
But I saw this on this book on Amazon for like $300, and I was like, no. But yeah, so people are selling it for a pretty penny right now.
It's a collector's item.
Well, wouldn't you like this one as a coffee table book?
Is she? I don't want to be into this stuff at all. I don't want people to think I'm into like looking at pictures of costumes, children dressed up as Christmas crap and like carrots and like the woman with the monkey fiance. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What's this chick's name again?
The author.
Jane Asher.
Jane Asher. Yep.
What is she, like the Joanna Gaines of like creepy children's costumes or what?
I don't know. I saw she had another book about food. No. So I think maybe part two. I'll have to rent that one too and figure out some interesting recipes. Yeah, Jane Asher apparently was an English actress, or she is an English actress, author, and entrepreneur. She says she achieved early fame as a child actress and worked extensively in film and TV. So I don't know any of these movies, but that's not surprising.
She's probably like, you know, released to DVD or VHS.
Stone Tape, Death at a Funeral, The Mask of the Red Death.
Oh, what?
You know these movies?
I know Death at a Funeral.
Okay. Charlie Moon, Three Act Tragedy, Agatha Christie. Yeah, so she's been in quite a few movies, actually.
Good for her. She's got a weird hobby, though.
Okay. Making interesting costumes?
Yes. All right. Interesting is one way to describe it. Next.
Ready for the next nightmare?
Yep, give me the materials. Let's go.
So for this one, you will need 4 or 5 old curtains, buckram, cardboard.
I just love how buckram is now just like it's like a common phrase.
I know. Think some buckram?
Never heard it in my entire life. Okay.
You need 1.3-meter crinoline hoop.
That too. That's in everything. Okay. Yep. It's just a common household item. All right.
A scrap for a handkerchief. Small amount of crepe paper or tissue paper. Corrugated cardboard. So cardboard and corrugated cardboard. Remnant white fabric or old sheeting.
What? Remnant,
so like a piece of white fabric or old sheeting.
The remnant of a white fabric or a sheet?
Yep.
Okay.
And remnant for a tie and glue.
It's like an archaeological hunt or something. Remnant of this, remnant of that. Wait, how do you say handkerchief? Do you say handkerchief?
Handkerchief? I say it both ways. I guess it depends if I like slow down. Like handkerchief. I don't know. Okay. If I talk fast, it's handkerchief. But chief. If I slow down.
Okay. I always just say handkerchief, or like my grandpa would say hanky, but I hate it.
I don't like that word.
Disgusting. Hanky is a vile word.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. I don't like that word.
And glue. Okay, so my materials are old curtains, scrap of a handkerchief, remnants, white fabric and sheets, and a remnant of a... It has to be a hobo.
I mean... Not far off, but think much bigger.
A big, like a big hobo, a giant hobo.
A fancy hobo. I'm just kidding.
With he's got the remnant of a tie. Curtain's gonna. I don't know. Bigger than a. I don't know. I have no idea. My guess is a hobo, but it's not a hobo. So.
Well, if you scroll down, you will find your next giant event. A pair of the same suit. It is a giant jacket and a giant pair of pants with two grown adults inside.
The image is a man in the giant oversized suit jacket. And then there's the woman is like, her head is sticking out of this pair of pants. And the man is looking at the woman like he's going to throw her through the wall. As soon as first making him do this. And I don't blame him. He looks like he's in pain.
He looks there's like a lot on his shoulders.
He looks like he's getting tortured. He's swimming in that thing.
It's like a toddler got your fancy suit and put on the jacket. That's what it looks like. An
infant is in, like, you.
Yeah.
I like the woman because she's like, her head is just, her head is like just over the belt buckle. She's like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so she'd be waddling down the street. It's like hopping from leg to leg. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is the read the caption?
Okay, so the caption is Alan Price and Jill Townsend make a very smart suit, and no doubt as to who wears the trousers. I think it looks very funny to wear it to a party, and as this one was made out of old curtains, it cost almost nothing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, now we're going to probably, if we look, we'll probably see Alan Price kills Jill Townsend.
Oh, that got dark.
I feel so bad for, I hope these people got paid. This is the dumbest costume I've ever seen.
If you need a great costume idea for your next couple's like Halloween costume, this is a great one. You should make it.
Oh.
We should make it with Mr. Kendra.
No. Oh, this is the worst one. I have to move on. It's painful. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready for the materials.
So the next one is one transparent umbrella, 3M bubble wrap, remnants of floaty blue and green material.
What?
And a stapler. Floaty blue and green material.
That sounds like a 6-year-old is describing something. Floaty blue and green material. What does floaty blue and green material mean?
Bro, I think it's like she's talking about something that like kind of like, you know, like those juggling scarves, like the ones that are like really thin, like see through, and like
juggling scarves.
You never use those?
A scarf?
Yeah. So like before you use like the juggling balls and stuff, you use scarves because they fall a lot slower. Like you get the hand-eye coordination from that.
Like a beanbag?
A scarf? It's like a little square of like see-through material. It's like translucent.
Like scarf, like I wrap around my neck scarf?
No, it's like a little square. It's like a foot by foot square. And you just like, you juggle with them so you can get your hand-eye coordination down before you use like the hacky sacks or whatever.
What? Are you into juggling or something?
Public school. Elementary school? Gym class.
Okay, we played dodgeball in mine, but that's good that you were well versed in juggling.
Oh, we did juggling. We did yo-yoing. We did we did poi poi. What else did we do? Elementary school was fun. That was fun.
Umbrella, okay. Bubble pack, floaty blue.
I think it's just like flowy blue material, but okay. It's like floaty. But take that word into consideration when guessing.
Like it's like a bubble bath, like bathtub.
No, but soap. It's definitely to do with water.
A bubble, a wave, an ocean wave.
No, think alive, think ocean, think translucent.
An anglerfish, a jellyfish.
Yay!
Yes!
Good job.
I don't know why the first thing that came to mind was the obscure anglerfish as a sea creature.
I was going to say,
like the jellyfish. This one's actually cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
This is actually the nicest, probably, costume out of this hellhole that we've seen.
I like this one. I can actually see like a kid doing for Halloween because it's like, mm-hmm. It's cute. It's basically a child inside of a clear umbrella surrounded by bubble wrap and tentacles made out of the floaty fabric and bubble wrap strips.
It's cool. It looks like something from like Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah, I could see it there, yeah.
I like it. That one was nice. That one made up for the horror that was the giant suit and the pants. Which is the dumbest costume. How do you like do anything? If you're going to go to a party, how do you first of all get there?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
You'd have to put the costume on at the party. And then it's like, okay, should I just like dunk my head in the punch bowl? Because I can't move my, you can't move your arms because you're in a... You're
cutouts?
No, it was just like drowning in a suit or... or drowning in giant pants.
Yeah, she doesn't say anything about cutting out armholes, right?
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine falling, like tripping and falling? Just like you can't catch yourself.
That'd be hilarious. Just like you see, like a woman like rolling down the hill in like a giant pair of pants.
That's what I want to see next Halloween.
Sometimes I feel like that woman with the giant pair of pants when I wear like mid-rise like mom jeans because it goes like past your belly button. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm swimming in these. But
those are comfy though.
I like those. Super comfy. Okay, yeah. We have another list. We have another one.
Oh yeah, we have a few more.
I'm like sort of getting all of these. Not the suit. That one was like the most obscure. I could guess hundreds of times and never guess. Oversized suit and pants.
All right. So this next one, you're going to need a cane and long of lengths as possible. So I think that's just like, you know, like there's like a long piece of wood or something. Polythene, crepe paper, tissue paper, sellotape, panel pins, spray paint, spray glue, magic marker or chalk, masking or electrical tape, feathers from a feather duster, two pieces of thin cane or long sticks, and old sunglasses, wire, and tinsel.
What's the difference between crepe paper and tissue paper?
So I think crepe paper is like streamers. I think it's like the stuff, you know, like the cheap rolls of like streamer paper you put up in birthday parties.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's crepe paper.
Okay. Panel, oh my goodness. Magic marker. Can I get a clue? This is like a long list.
Yeah. I think... insect.
Oh, it's an... I was thinking a bird, but okay.
That was kind of close, though.
Insect. Praying mantis?
No.
Crap. let's see. Feathers from feather... A moth?
It's like... Oh, that's really close.
It's butterfly, then.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So scroll down.
Okay, what do you mean, kind of?
It's a... mature butterfly.
It's a geriatric butterfly. Literally. It's an old man in like a bodysuit. And he's a giant butterfly wings with an antenna and he's wearing sunglasses.
And oh, he's fantastic.
And he looks to be dead or almost, like, he's gonna die after he, like...
Oh, he's living his best life.
Oh, my God. He looks great. What? Okay. This is insane. Okay, read the caption. I know.
Okay. It says, why we always think of butterfly costumes as being for girls, I don't know. Presumably, there must be... as many males as females, or the butterfly population will be getting pretty thin by now. I asked my dear friend, actor Vernon Smith, if he would wear it for me, and I think he brings great dignity to it.
Oh, I mean,
it's fantastic.
It's great. I just...
And then the feathers are just the tips of the antenna.
Yeah. I like this costume.
It's great. He's just like in this red jumpsuit. It looks like... Why do I picture, like, you know, like, the old Christmas tales, like, where they had, like, the kid in, like, the red onesie with, like, the butt flap?
Ew!
That's what I think of as
you're thinking of an old man's butt being exposed?
No.
Oh.
Just the onesie part. And then, and giant wings. I think paper wings, I think they are.
It's a cool picture.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I mean... All right.
All right.
I have no words.
Last one.
All right.
All right. You're going to need bubble pack, glue, silver foil, plastic beakers, cellotape, PVC tubing, wire, silver tights, and a stapler.
An alien.
You had pretty darn close, actually.
UFO.
No, but it's...
A Martian?
Think towards the...
Astronaut.
Not quite.
Why are you laughing?
Like, no, it's just like, it's close, but it's like... Cause it looks like that aesthetic, but it's called something else.
Oh.
It's like, it's not the present, but...
The future?
Yeah. It's called the future.
What?
It's like two kids.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Like, same.
Wait, read the description. I'm so confused. And I'm like, what even? What?
Okay,
future is the name of the costume. Okay.
Yep. Who's to know what we shall be wearing in the future? But it's fun to concoct something imaginary. These two look as if they might even be a couple of robots. No doubt, microcomputers in the home will eventually be programmed to do almost anything we want. And perhaps they will be made to look more human than they do at the present. So basically, robots, I think, is her idea here.
Wow. These children just look homeless.
No. At least they look happy, though.
You kidding? Oh, you kidding?
They look happier than the suit people.
That's so true. Oh my goodness. But like, they're just, they're just wrapped in bubble wrap like mummies. And then they're just like plastic cups. Just like taped on their heads.
Yeah. And then there's like, I think the boy has like silver foil for pants.
So nice. Looks like he's good. It looks like they're going to go to Burning Man. I mean,
a little bit, actually.
Yeah. This one was disappointing.
I'm sorry. Which one was your favorite?
I think the Carrot Man.
The Carrot Man?
He was kind of attractive. And then I liked him. And then, like, my second favorite was the woman with the monkey fiancé. Because I liked the way that she looked at the monkey. Because I was like, it's like, get you a girl that looks at the monkey.
Get you a girl the way she looks at this monkey.
Wait, it's like, get... Wait, no, wait. We said it completely wrong. We said it like,
yeah, probably.
Like dummies. It's like, get you a girl to look at you like this girl that looks at the monkey. I don't know. How do you say it? Get you a person that looks at you like this woman that looks at this monkey.
Yes.
Stuffed. We should put stuffed monkey.
Stuffed monkey, yeah. No, it's not alive. It was a
I want a man that looks at me like the way that that stuffed monkey looks at that woman. There we go.
Did the monkey look at the woman, though? Or was the woman she's looking
like
at the monkey?
She's like side-eyeing him, like, and then he's side-eyeing her.
Okay.
It's a sensual engagement photo. I like it. And then I think my next favorite was the mature butterfly. Those were my top three. What about you?
One of my favorites, just for giggles, is the Christmas pudding. There's something cute and funny about that one.
Because she looks like she's really mad. It looks like she's really mad, but she was told to smile.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then the jellyfish is another one of my favorites. That one's actually kind of cool.
It's cool.
And now? It's time for
the game where we act out a movie script while one of us knows what it is and the other one does not, and we act it out using our best characters and voices, and one of us guesses. And if we're right, you are right, and that is the game.
Except for this time, we don't know the characters' names, so we're going in blind. This is a script that I found, and so this time, Kendra does not know the characters. We're trying something a little bit different, so it's a little bit harder to guess what the movie is.
That help has been taken out of the equation. I am left with mystery.
Mystery.
Okay.
So do you want to be you're going to be the guy this time?
I'm going to be. So it is a guy. So it's a guy. It was a guy. Yep. Well, see, so now you just like.
Well, it kind of gives more, I don't know. Do you want to not know? I guess you know now, so it doesn't make a difference.
Now I know it doesn't make a difference. So, okay, I know that the purple words. The words highlighted in purple are the girl's part, and then the words highlighted in green are the boy's part. So, wow, it really narrows it down to what movie this could be.
Mm-hmm. It helps a lot. Uh-huh. Yep. All right. You ready?
Okay.
I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. Mother would be so furious.
But that's okay. What she doesn't know won't kill her, right?
Oh my gosh. This would kill her. This is so fun! I'm a horrible daughter. I'm going back. I'm never going back! I'm a despicable human being. Best day ever!
You know, I can't help but notice you seem a little at war with yourself.
Gives a glare.
What? I'm only picking up bits and pieces. Overprotective mother. Forbidden road trip. This is serious stuff. But let me ease your conscience. This is part of growing up.
You think?
I know. You're way overthinking this, trust me. Does your mother deserve it? No. Would this break her heart and crush her soul? Of course. But you've got to do it.
Break her heart?
In half.
Crush her soul?
Like a grape.
She would be heartbroken. You're right.
I am, aren't I? Oh, bother. Who says that? All right. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm letting you out of the deal.
What?
That's right, but you don't thank me. Let's turn around and get you home. Here's your pan. Here's your frog. Oh, I get back my satchel. You get back a mother-daughter relationship based on mutual trust. And voila, we part ways as unlikely friends.
Scene.
End scene. Did you like my man voice?
It's good. It sounds like a frog. A little bit.
That's what all men sound like frogs to me. This one was really hard. A little girl with a frog? And
it's not like a little girl. They're about the same age.
So a woman with a frog and
mm-hmm.
a frying pan? Do you know, can I get like the decade? Like what?
It came out a couple of years ago. So it's a really new movie.
Oh, it's new?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's new?
Yeah. And it's, do you want to know if it's animated or not? Or...
Well, I'm guessing if you were asking me if I want to know if it's animated or not, that means that it's animated.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I have, jeez. I don't know, Coco?
No, it's kind of the same animation style, but no.
Frozen 2?
No, getting closer.
Crap. So it's from this... It's newer. It's a newer movie.
Yeah. Yep. Think of the frying pan.
Oh! I know. And the frog. Oh, I know. It's Tangled.
Yeah! Pascal.
Well, who was I?
Flynn Rider.
Was I Flynn Rider? Okay, then you were Rapunzel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Well, that seems pretty, like, with the frying pan and the frog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mother, yep. Darn it. I didn't get it. That was a good one. That was, it's actually very hard, like, not the characters. The characters, like, names yeah. or anything. That's way mm-hmm. more difficult.
It's fun, though. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that movie since, I don't know. I've only seen that movie, like, twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It used to be one of my favorites. I used to watch it, like, when I'd come on TV. It's a good one.
It's a cute movie.
And thank you to my brother who gave us the idea to not use the names in the script. So that way it makes it a little bit more interesting and definitely harder.
Difficult. To guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's a fun challenge. It makes it definitely more entertaining. Because mm-hmm. You know even less about the characters, so you have to kind of come up with your own voice.
Yeah.
I made a frog man.
Yeah, I made fun writer sound like a frog man. I remember this scene too.
It's a fun scene.
I'm replaying. I'm like, oh, I remember. This is where she's by like the tree, and then she's like, oh my gosh, I ran away from home.
Never going back.
Yeah, and then she's like swinging around the tree on her hair. Yeah. All right, good pick.
Yay. And now, your useless fact of the day by Kendra.
Thank you, Katrina. Did you know spiderwebs were used as bandages in ancient times? In ancient Greece and Rome, doctors used spiderwebs to make bandages for their patients. Spiderwebs supposedly have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties, which can help keep wounds clean and prevent infection. It's also said that spiderwebs are rich in vitamin K, which helps promote clotting.
I wish you could see my face right now, because I could not. I suppose back then, like, I wouldn't know any different. It'd just be like, oh, yeah, it's like a bandage option. But, like, nowadays, oh, I can't do spiders. No.
If you run out of band-aids,
Webicillin.
WebMD.
That one's better. WebMD.
You didn't like Webicillin? I like Webicillin.
Now in stores. And so you can be like, side effects of Webicillin do not include. Side effects of Webicillin include unreasonable shuddering at the sight of a spider, unusual growth of extra legs and limbs, new eyesight complete with extra eyes,
urge to bite the head off of your spouse.
Oh.
Because black widows, like, don't they?
Yeah, they eat their
spouse.
So, oh, yeah, no. I had a spider. I was, like, cooking dinner one day, and I looked up because I could see something in the corner of my eye. Here's a spider, a giant spider, just chilling on the side of my wall, and it freaked me out. I might have jumped a little bit. But, yeah. Oh,
my gosh. No. I've had it where, like, my last, like, really icky spider story was I was laying in bed. You know how, turn the lights off. Was like trying to sleep, fall asleep. You know how sometimes like you feel like the crawling or like tingling sensation like on your legs or your arms, and you're kind of just like, it's just like, probably like arm hair or like your nerves like settling in. I don't know. Anyway, it kept happening, and I kept like swatting and like moving and stuff. And it's kept, then I was like, there's something, this feels too real. So I turned the light on and I covered the blankets for myself, and there was a spider, like a pretty big spider, crawling on my arm.
No.
And I quickly, like rolled, and then, like, dramatically, like, ran to the bathroom, and then, like, crushed it.
Yeah, no, that's why I check, like, under my covers every night before I go to bed. I got bit one time in my sleep, and now I check my covers every day because I can't.
Spider bites suck.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't know if it was a spider bite, but I got bit by something, and I was like, no. Ever since then, I check my covers every night. It's like, ugh, no. No. And this concludes your random fact of the day with Kendra. Thank you so much, Wanderers, for joining us again for another Foolish Wanderers podcast.
If you want to contact us or want like a shout out or have a question or something for us to check out, or you need advice, I'm not a licensed therapist by any means, but I'll give a crack at it.
Kendra wants to give someone advice.
Yeah, let me give you advice. Okay. Okay, you can email us at
fwplisteners@gmail.com.
That's fwplisteners@gmail.com. Is that all lowercase, Katrina?
Yeah, it's all lowercase.
Okay, yep. There we go.
And follow us on Instagram at Foolish Wanderers Podcast, where I'll be posting all the images of all the costumes that we talked about today. So.
Yes, then you can see the horribleness.
The greatness of that is all these costumes, yes. And greatness to behold your eyes.
I want to know what everybody else's favorite costumes or
please let us know,
because this is too much for two people.
Too much greatness to keep between two people.
Yeah, greatness is a word we could use. I might use one different, but that's fine.
Okay, thanks so much for listening, and see you guys next time.
Thank you. Bye. This ends the TED Talk.